No.
So, one of the veteran guys, especially with JT not in the lineup,
yep.
What do you tell all the guys, particularly the young guys, after a night like that?
You know what? We actually just got a good chat with Johnny, and you know, obviously it's tough on him watching, and it's tough on all of us with him out of the lineup. However, you know, it's lacrosse. It's you know, their chances for the most part went in, and you know, if you look at the shot total, we had our chances. You know, we could bury our heads in the sand if we didn't get our chances, and it's obviously you want to put them in, but the fact we're getting our chances, the fact we're still getting there, it's, you know, that's one positive. You know, it's tough. That's our league. Everyone's legit. Everyone's good. Every defense is good. Every offense is good. Every goal is good. And, you know, when you're 3-1 and you win 3 games by a goal and you're on top of the world and you lose a couple, it's tough. But that's, you know, it's like football. It's one game a week where it's like then you have all week to think about it. You get the odd weekend where you can kind of reach down the next night, but, you know, then you just have to lick your wounds for a week and then get back at her next weekend, which fortunately we get to play the same team and go back in their barn and then hopefully, you know, return the favor.
How disheartening, I guess, as an offense is it when you see Vince getting all the bounces and just getting and making good saves, but also just getting lucky at times?
Yeah, you know, and that's when you're playing well and you're hot, and you know, obviously they did a number on Philly yesterday, and you know, all those old things, okay, oh, they're having a bust here and stuff. That's, you know, it's actually probably better that they got all the bust together because they're getting back with everything. You know what? There's no excuses. We lost, and we played well. If you can play well, you play well, and we just gotta, you know, pick the pieces up and get out of here, get a practice.
During the three-game winning streak, you're talking about how well the ball was moving, how well the offense was flowing. Can you put your finger on what has made it kind of dry out the way it did, especially tonight?
Well, you know what? I don't know if it dried up, to say. I mean, you know, when you get down 5-6, it's tough to, you know, get to a plan. It's because everybody is good, and then you even have a lot of D guys transitioning up, and it's like someone wants to do something. Someone wants to do something positive to get that spark going, to get something going, and you know, so like I said before, we had our chances, we had shots. You know, did the ball move quite as well as it did? Well, you know what? If you look at a tape, it might have, but the fact that we were on top in those games and tonight we were down by a lot, it's tough, and that's just, you know, that's just the way this league is. It's you know, it feels like you're doing everything right when you win, but really, did you do everything right when you won by a goal with 30 seconds left? Maybe not so much, but you know, when you lose by 70, obviously you didn't do enough. So it's, again, you gotta look at the film, look inside, and then you know, take a couple of days to kind of pick it up, and then Tuesday you're just right back at it, right back with playing.
Sean, I'm sure you looked at the Rochester roster and said they're not an 0-3 team.
No,
they're gonna come, and now everybody's within a game and a half of each other.
Exactly, and exactly, yeah. You know, it's like I said, there's 9 teams. There's a lot of good players. Every team is loaded, both sides. And when you have a team like they're star-studded on that offense. You know, obviously, you know, Dan Dawson, they're all the media. It's 0-4 in 2 games. What's going on? And he puts up 11 or 10. I don't know what he had tonight, but obviously he's doing well. Like, everyone's a good player. Everyone's just, you know, sometimes it takes time for chemistry. And our side, too, you know, there's still a lot of new guys. And as much as we put up 14 in a few games, and tonight was our little stumble, and hopefully we can rebound and, you know, get it back on track.
Power play struggled tonight, but once again, you guys killed some penalties for them by taking penalties, including another major.
Yeah, that's obviously something that's it's tough, and you can blame anybody, everybody. It's just one of those things that we know we shouldn't take those penalties, and we seem to be doing them night in, night out, but, you know, that's not for me to say. It's not I worry about what's up front, and that's all I got to, you know.
The 5-on-5 offense, you know, did seem more stagnant tonight. Some of the only times you did break through were on the pick and roll plays. How do you capitalize that on those more, or find ways through the defense?
Well, yeah, to be honest, it's their defense. They pack it in. You know, when you play a spread offense like Philly, for instance, you know, they're running that way out, and you know, there's lots of space. Where Rochester, you know, they got 5 guys inside our Canadian dotted line. It's tough to break through. So you have a game plan where you want to pick and roll, but then there's help. Mm-hmm. So now we need outside shots. We're getting outside shots, and you're hitting sticks, you're hitting helmets. It's one of those things. Like, you know, now what, now what, now what? So then it's like a little bit of panic, a little bit of, you know, I'm just going to try this. And it's, so you kind of, you get out of it. Whereas if you just stick to it, you know, good things can happen. But it's one of those things, and that's life and that's sports, right?
It seemed like every time you scored, Rochester came back and scored right back on you. Is it kind of hard when you can't really get that momentum going?
Oh, of course, without a doubt. You know, you're not going to pull punches. It's, but, again, it's, there's no blame. It's on all of us because, you know, we get a goal, we're still down by eight. So, you know, obviously we'd like to get maybe a couple, get on a good run and, you know, get four or five. But, you know, that's definitely something we've talked about and it's been addressed. And, you know, we obviously have to fix that.
Thanks, Will. Thank you.